Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Chocolate War by Robert Cormier. Narrated by George Guidel.
Chapter 1. They murdered him. As he turned to take the ball, a dam burst against the side of his head, and a hand grenade shattered his stomach. Engulfed by nausea, he pitched toward the grass. His mouth encountered gravel, and he spat frantically, afraid that some of his teeth had been knocked out. Rising to his feet, he saw the field through drifting gauze, but held on until everything settled into place, like a lens focusing, making the world sharp again, with edges. The second play called for a pass. Fading back, he picked up a decent block and cocked his arm, searching for a receiver, maybe the tall kid they called the goober. Suddenly, he was caught from behind and whirled violently, a toy boat caught in a whirlpool. Landing on his knees, hugging the ball, he urged himself to ignore the pain that gripped his groin, knowing that it was important to betray no sign of distress. Remembering the goober's advice, "Coach is testing you, testing, and he's looking for guts." "I've got guts," Jerry murmured, getting up by degrees, careful not to displace any of his bones or sinews. A telephone rang in his ears. "Hello? Hello, I'm still here." When he moved his lips, he tasted the acid of dirt and grass and gravel. He was aware of the other players around him, helmeted and grotesque, creatures from an unknown world. He had never felt so lonely in his life. Abandoned. Defenseless. On the third play, he was hit simultaneously by three.